Trucks honked in support of the 75 or so union members who crowded the factory gates. They included Anthony Washington, who's spent 12 happy years with Carrier. He says the company turned its back on its workers thanks in part to free trade agreements, which he says
has allowed these corporations to leave American soil and, lack of a better word, stick it to the American people.
Election season has put the spotlight on free trade. The video about the Carrier layoffs was even picked up by Donald Trump. The Indiana Business Research Center's Carol Rogers says that makes it easy to forget that many Hoosiers work for foreign companies at home, too.
They're thinking about it from the standpoint of those 1,400 workers, not perhaps the tens of thousands of workers that we have in central Indiana who are working for companies that are owned by parents in other countries.
But Rogers says outsourcing isn't the only reason Carrier grabbed headlines.
In terms of a single announcement, it certainly is large. Oftentimes what companies do is they start downsizing 300-400 every 6 months, you know, so they'll spread it out.
Carrier also announced the layoffs at least a year in advance, earlier than many companies tend to do. Rogers says that'll give workers plenty of time to job hunt. She notes that state unemployment is down, with new high-paying skilled jobs that might fit the Carrier employees on the rise. The layoffs are set to begin next summer, with the plant closing by 2019. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Annie Ropeek with help from Ryan Delaney in Indianapolis.